I'm going to talk to Deirdre in a moment about an extraordinary woman. You've already mentioned her, Irina Brady. She was a German refugee. She set up Ireland's first modern dance school in Harcourt Street in 1939. She hosted dance classes for children in her studio by day and slept in one of its alcoves by night. One of her students, Anne Walsh, remembers her class as well, as we hear now in this report from Louise Denver.
Her appearance, it would always be in the leopard skin coat that she wore continually and the black beret, and she had black hair and was very striking. It was a large room with a skylight, and at one end there was a grand piano and there were artists, and it was an interesting building as such.
39 Harcourt Street, Dublin was the home of Irina Brady's studio. Without her, it's said that modern dance simply wouldn't have happened in Dublin during the 1940s.
At the time, it was Irish dancing and Greek dancing as well. But that was very much, in those days, legs only, you know, and the arms, you kept your body rigid. Whereas in modern ballet, you used your whole body and in particular your arms. So it was much freer.
Anne Walsh started dancing with Irina in the 40s in her Irish School of Dance Art studio. It was cutting edge in a Dublin where classical ballet was often favoured.
As a child, when I went to the classes, I accepted them. To me, it wasn't at all strange. But I think outside the actual school of dance, a lot of people didn't accept it as such.
Irina was one of a number of Bohemian refugees who left mainland Europe at the time of World War II.
The poets and the painters and arty society that she veered towards, and they all loved modern dance.
While it was different and exciting, there was a sense of dislike and unease for her ideas in both the dance world and Irish society.
People were a little bit, oh, what's that? You know, it's the same way as like with modern art. Oh, I don't like a man having three eyes sort of thing in modern art. You know, the people that she mixed with were all very arty as such. And outside that circle, I don't know whether she was accepted in the general humdrum. With people talking to me as I grew up, they just preferred the classical ballet. And if you said you did modern ballet, there was a sort of pause. And then they said, oh, you don't wear shoes, do you? Everybody came back to you don't wear shoes, which was ridiculous, really. Because life was pretty strict then, and anything that wasn't completely conventional wasn't accepted readily.
Although many people rejected Irina's style of dance, there were some who embraced it.
Even when Irina taught in a number of convents, they enjoyed the movement and realised that it was good for the girls, for the posture and for their general well-being as such.
And for a number of those who took part in class, a certain dress code was deemed appropriate. Some children wore socks and others long tunics. But there was one thing that was particularly concerning at the time, and that was the second position, where the feet were spread apart.
When you were doing the five positions, you had to go from first to third. They wouldn't let you do second because your legs would be apart.
Louise Denver talking there to Anne Walsh, a one-time student at Irina Brady's dance school. For more about that problematic second position, let's hear this piece from the memoir of Jacqueline Robinson, a former teacher of Irina Brady's modern dance.
I cannot resist telling of an anecdote concerning one of my first teaching jobs in a Brigidine convent. For my first class, I wore a long fluid skirt, which was a customary garment for dancing at the time. The class went very well, with one of the sisters attending. Afterwards, I was summoned by the Mother Superior. Miss Robinson, I hear that you lifted your skirt, revealing your legs, which furthermore were in a wide stance. We were doing second position pliés. No question of your doing that here. What should I wear the following week? In order not to have to lift my skirt, I wore a short one, a tunic. Would this be considered decent? Before giving the class, I had to appear before an airy opacus of sisters. They looked shocked, and it was pronounced that there could be no exhibiting bare legs under any conditions. So, what was I to do? Give your class in your coat and skirt, said Mother Superior. Which I did. And for the whole term, at the end of which, the bishop declared that there were to be no more dancing classes of that type at the convent. However, during those weeks, secretly, I did help a charming young sister to stage a play on the life of St. Patrick.
Deirdre, Irina Brady was obviously before her time. How long did she last in Ireland?
Well, she arrived in 1939 and, you know, she made a great go of it. I mean, she had shows on at the Abbey Theatre. She collaborated with Austin Clark. She collaborated with Liam O'Leary, the founder of the Irish film industry, who filmed an outdoor performance in the poet John Betjeman's residence in Clondalkin. And, you know, she had chosen the Mansion House. And she also spread this theory of a holistic modern dance. And as we're talking about being comfortable in your body all across Ireland, but eventually she gave up despite her best efforts in 1951. And what nobody realised was that her father had actually been a priest.
Ta-da. Stunned looks all around.
That's not that unusual, is it?